is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Federal officials say those drones flying over New Jersey and other states are not a threat, but people who've seen them hovering at night want to know more. NJIT School of Applied Engineering and Technology Professor Pramod Abchandani has some questions.
A very small number of videos where it's blurry enough, it's not clear enough that it's hard to ascertain whether these are really like small aircrafts that are being piloted by somebody in them, or are these like slightly bigger type drones that are being remotely piloted.
The Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg expects the suspect in the killing of the healthcare executive Brian Thompson will soon be extradited from Pennsylvania.
Indications are that the defendant may waive, but that waiver is not complete until a court proceeding, which my understanding from court officials in Pennsylvania cannot happen until Tuesday.
Several feet of snow accumulated in parts of western New York overnight, and CBS News meteorologist Jessica Birch says it isn't stopping.
All throughout areas like Buffalo and those smaller communities in upstate New York, they have been dealing with the brunt of all that lake effect snow, and we're still seeing more into the afternoon hours today.
Russia today launched a massive attack on Ukraine. CBS's Chris Livesey at the Foreign Desk says the attacks were targeted at an important sector of Ukraine's economy.
This is one of the largest and most intense aerial assaults on Ukraine virtually since Russia's full-scale invasion nearly 3 years ago. Russia, in this specific attack, launched 93 missiles and almost 200 drones targeting critical infrastructure, namely the energy sector.
During a surprise trip to Iraq today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he hopes countries in the region will work together to keep ISIS from gaining strength now that the Assad regime has fallen in Syria.
No one knows the importance of that more than Iraq because of the ongoing presence of ISIS or Daesh in Syria. And we are determined to make sure that Daesh cannot reemerge.
Prepare to pay more to watch TV. CBS's Chanel Call says YouTube TV is getting more expensive.
Starting in January, the streaming service, which is owned by Google parent company Alphabet, is raising its monthly rate from $72.99 to $82.99. The company says the $10 increase is due to the rising costs of content.
Singer Paula Abdul and former American Idol producer Nigel Lithgow have agreed to settle a lawsuit by Abdul. She had alleged he sexually assaulted her in the early 2000s when she was a judge on the show. The Dow is off slightly at this hour. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Chris Morrow in for Stuart J. Waddles. A quick look at headlines we're following today in the newsroom. Well, the accident that happened in Rochester on Wednesday night, where a person was taken to Froedtert Hospital by Flight for Life, still under investigation by the Racine Sheriff's Department. It started out as a minor accident. One of the people involved crossed the street, got hit by a third vehicle. That person stopped and cooperated. Here in Racine, 23 cats were taken from a person's home and taken to the Wisconsin Humane Society Racine campus yesterday. Those cats were in pretty ill health, although most are expected to survive. They'll be looking for foster care and forever homes once the cats are healthy again. Wisconsin's two biggest children's hospitals, American Family Children's Hospital and Children's Wisconsin, forming a new partnership to treat congenital heart disease, the most common birth defect in the U.S. The program kicks off in the state right away in 2025. January is when they'll start things. It should last for 10 years. And after yesterday's brutally cold temperatures, it's time to think about helping the homeless. It's Music for a Cause this weekend at McAuliffe's Pub tonight, Saturday and Sunday. They're hoping to get enough blankets, sleeping bags, and warm clothing to help homeless shelters throughout Racine and Kenosha counties. Also, cash donations being accepted. News at the top and bottom of every hour or on demand whenever you want it. Online at WRJN.com. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
Brewers trade Devin Williams. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have traded closing pitcher Devin Williams to the New York Yankees for two players, left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortes and infielder Caleb During. Devin Williams had been named to the All-Star Game and Relief Pitcher of the Year twice, but suffered a blown save in a 4-2 loss to the Mets in the playoffs. Manager Pat Murphy after the game.
You see blips in every pitcher in baseball. It's not anything that doesn't happen to the best of the best. He is one of the best in the game, and it's not anything that doesn't happen to the best.
NFL Packers packing their bags for Seattle to play the Seahawks Sunday night. Defensive back Jaire Alexander will not play, still dealing with a knee injury. The 49ers' Devondre Campbell under fire after walking off in the third quarter last night in a game against the Rams, saying he didn't want to play. Campbell was a Packers linebacker last year who said he felt like a big brother to linebacker Quay Walker.
Me and Quay are the exact same person. The exact same person.
How so?
Just personality-wise.
That's Devondre Campbell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's only up from here, with mostly sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the day, into the evening, overnight, and through tomorrow. We'll eventually reach 40 degrees as a system moves in, bringing some rain. But as overnight lows flirt with the freezing mark, it could switch over to a wintry mix. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
The girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Catch up on you know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no you don't. Ought to be so exciting.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and your wait is over. I know you've been waiting patiently for the next keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win statewide contest. If you haven't already done so, download the Civic Media app, find the WRJN, and click on that text button and text this keyword, white. W-H-I-T-E, white. That is the keyword for your chance to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You have until the top of the hour to do it. Good luck from WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in, I will dry them all.
Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
Cigarettes with me.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with my friend Robin. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
You ready for a little riddle?
Sure. Okay. You know how I am with these.
I know how you are. All right. A man walks into a bar and says, "Excuse me, I'd like a pint of beer." The bartender serves the drink and says, "That'll be $4. The customer pulls out a $20 bill, hands it to the bartender. The bartender says, "Sorry, sir, but I cannot accept that." So the man pulls out a $10 bill. The bartender rejects that money as well. Why won't he accept the $10 or the $20 bill? I stumped you, right?
Yes, because he doesn't like to make change.
Nope.
I don't know. Nope.
Because it's a singles bar.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, that's too bad. That's on your list of bad, bad jokes. Oh, my gosh. I think I'll try to remember that and tell it.
You know you're going to be telling it later today. You know you are.
I might if I can remember it. My problem is I always say the punchline, you know, before the joke.
All right. That's your homework. I'm going to check back in with you. That's your homework assignment. You have to tell that joke to somebody else.
Okay. I got to get it in my head right now. All right. Got it.
All right. There's my friend Robin. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
At O&H Danish Bakery, the Christmas season brings out their best. And this week, O&H is featuring their Christmas Fudge Kringle. A scratch-made fudge filling and rich chocolate icing make it a chocolate lover's dream. So be sure to get one this week. Also featured are O&H Christmas cookies. You'll find sugar cookies, pecan treats, O&H's much-loved Danish butter cookies, and more. Best of all, they're scratch-made, hand-decorated, and always oven-fresh. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek, where their baking spirit's bright.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Silent night? Not a chance. But sometimes joyful noise is the perfect way to celebrate the holidays in the best Christmas pageant ever, the musical. Now playing at the Racine Theater Guild. The six horrible Herdman siblings cause havoc when they audition for the Christmas pageant. Catastrophe looms as everyone calls on the director to cancel the whole thing. With a heartfelt and humorous musical, this group of misfits just might teach the town about the true meaning of Christmas. Visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you check everything off your holiday list and save big while you're at it. This Sunday is Runnings' 10% off almost anything sale. Whether it's power tools for the handyman, cozy gear for the outdoor adventurer, holiday decor for the home, or supplies for your furry friends, don't miss the chance to give the gift of quality and savings. 10% off almost anything store-wide for one day only at Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
This year, American farmers will harvest 2.8 billion bushels of wheat and 15.1 billion bushels of corn. And to this day, American road workers have built 4.2 million miles of roads and counting. We're proud that John Deere machines rolling off the line here in the USA play a part in supporting Americans who work the land and build a better tomorrow. Nothing runs like a Deere. Learn more at johndeere.com/manufacturing.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. In case you missed it a little while ago, let me repeat this hour's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win statewide contest. This hour's keyword is white. W-H-I-T-E, white. You have until the top of the hour to text that to us. Just download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Click on WRJN and find the text button and text white. Do it before the top of the hour for your chance to win an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. We are your home for local news, timeless hits, and now some Christmas classics, too. It's Bing Crosby on WRJN.
Treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Stones together.
WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I am Chris Morrow with a look at what's happening today. And looking into the weekend after yesterday's frigid temperatures, it's a good reminder that the homeless need help in Racine and Kenosha counties. And this weekend, it's Music for a Cause in Racine. This annual event in its 18th year is to support local homeless shelters and showcase local artists while doing it. They call it Blank Fest. Runs tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at McAuliffe's Pub. Organizers are looking for you to get admission by bringing a blank blanket, toiletries, sleeping bags, anything that can be used as an entry fee that keeps people warm. You could also just hand over $10 as a donation at the door. Search Blank Fest Wisconsin on Facebook to get more information. The Wisconsin Humane Society taking care of at least 23 cats and kittens that were taken from a Racine home yesterday. The cats all in pretty poor health, although many are going to be put into foster homes initially, the others treated, and then eventually find forever homes. They can't do it until the cats are healthy, though, so keep an eye open for the next time you could adopt a cat from the Wisconsin Humane Society. News for both Racine and Kenosha County, a new grant will help stand-in grandparents work in the community. The Kenosha Area Family and Aging Services Organization is restarting the Foster Grandparent Program. It didn't get started earlier in the year because of a lack of funding, but now is going to work out. The program matches people over 55 and older with school kids in Kenosha and Racine, where they serve as tutors and mentors. There's more about that program on the Kenosha County website. Along the same lines, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction recently awarded a $10 million federal grant to improve youth mental health services, specifically the money to help with the staffing of school counselors, psychologists, and social workers by expanding the barrier for entry and delivery models for those services. The grant was awarded by the U.S. Department of Education through its 2024 school-based mental health professionals grant program and should last for 5 years. Looking for news? We have it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand online at WRJN.com. From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, in for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow, WRJN News.
It's only up from here, with mostly sunny skies today and temperatures rising all throughout the day, into the evening, overnight, and through tomorrow. We'll eventually reach 40 degrees as a system moves in, bringing some rain. But as overnight lows flirt with the freezing mark, it could switch over to a wintry mix. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
She's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
Jones on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, and I need to give you one more time this hour's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win statewide contest. If you haven't already done so, download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, and click on the text button and text this keyword before 5 p.m. The keyword is white. W-H-I-T-E, white. This is your chance to win an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and all winners are also in for the grand prize, your choice of a gift from the grown-up gift list. The list includes a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snowblower, a luggage set. So much to win, so little time. You have until 5 o'clock to text white. Good luck from WRJN.
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine. Sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped out of the rainbow. Golden hair shining.
that's where we'll find peace. Settle down and raise up a family to call on, yeah. We'll have a home. All summer long we spent grooving in the sand. Everybody kept on playing Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman, ready to help you with your Christmas shopping right now, and it could not be any easier. Just go to WRJN.com and click on the big deals logo. It's Your chance to save 50% on great gift certificates for food service and merchandise, because today is day 9 in the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. And today's deal is from Blue River CrossFit in Racine. You can experience fun, challenging workouts that'll make you feel your best in the new year. So go to WRJN.com, click on that big deals banner, purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. That's 50% off today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
Don't miss your chance to meet a Green Bay legend. Saturday, December 21st from 10 to 11:30 a.m. at Studebaker. Celebrate one of the greatest offensive linemen in pro football history with an autographed signing by Hall of Famer Jerry Kramer. Purchase a Blu-ray copy of You Can If You Will, the Jerry Kramer story, to make the day even more memorable. So fuel up, grab a bite, and meet a legend at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 in Spring and Racine, where fast and fantastic meet Hall of Fame greatness.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Day number 9 of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Give yourself the gift of health this season. Get a head start on your New Year's resolutions with their on-ramp program. A structured blend of fitness, nutrition, and accountability to start your transformation. Experience fun, challenging workouts that will make you feel your best in a new year. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only, with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas. WRJN.
98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. I'm Kurt Vollman, and you have just a couple of more minutes until 5 o'clock to text this hour's keyword in the Civic Media Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Statewide Contest. Those texts are flooding in now. Yours should be added to it. Just download the Civic Media app if you haven't already done so. Click on WRJN in the text button and text this keyword, white, W-H-I-T-E, white. Your chance to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Just a couple more minutes to do it. Good luck from WRJN.
Down below his knee. Hold you in his. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's about all anyone can talk about in some parts of New Jersey and other states. Drones are flying in the night skies, and all the federal government will say is they're not a national security risk. Evan Cutler says he saw a large unidentified flying object over Montclair, New Jersey.
I'm looking up in the sky, and this is like nothing I've ever seen before, and the size is what really spooked me.
The Pentagon says there's no evidence an adversary is controlling the drones. Ryan Hurd is the mayor of a town about 21 miles northwest of Newark. He says drone sightings started in his state almost a month ago.
A couple of Sundays ago, I actually went outside and I saw 60 specific drones around my township. And this is an issue. And I started reaching out to our elected officials and I wasn't getting any answers. Nobody knew anything.
The American found in Syria after the fall of the Assad regime is coming home.
29-year-old American Travis Timmerman was flown out of Syria on Friday by the U.S. military just days after he was found wandering barefoot outside in Damascus. Timmerman told CBS News earlier this week that he had been held in a Syrian prison for 7 months, but was released as rebel forces toppled longtime dictator Bashar al-Assad's government. Defense officials say Timmerman was transported to an American base in southern Syria, then flown via military helicopter to Jordan and handed over to the State Department to start making his journey home. Eleanor Watson, CBS News, the Pentagon.
We have new details now on how the suspect in the killing